This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coming up at 8:20, a real wildlife expert, not the shaman that I work with every day in this studio, named Jermaine Wiggins.
So, listen, I've been around a lot of people. Shaman? I know a lot about wildlife.
Yeah, shaman.
What's a shaman?
Shaman is a fraudster. Somebody who's trying to pull the wool over your eyes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never knew that. That's
shaman.
A word I literally never
knew. I think that's a word.
Shaman is the name of a Pokemon, and then I know shaman.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Did I pronounce it wrong? Is it shaman? Maybe.
Well,
shaman
is like a religious leader of sorts for...
No, maybe I'm using that word incorrectly. Courtney,
only one I knew was shaman.
Shaman, okay. Well, let's just say this. Matt Light, real wildlife expert, Wiggy, fraud. So we'll discuss that with Matt Light at 8:20 on today's show. 781 text on the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Texter says that there was a Call of the Void story that is in the news today that we did not get to during the news. Is
yeah.
That, really?
We did. On a flight. And this is your, I like to call them intrusive thoughts, mm-hmm. but I know that Call of a Void? To a Void?
Yeah, we discovered on this show that there is a thing called Call of the Void,
mm-hmm.
which is when your mind starts thinking about doing something that you shouldn't do that's dangerous.
Yes.
It happened to me when I was flying on an aeroplane, I was going to Lowell, and I felt like I ought to open the door up. Like I had an urge in my mind, mm-hmm. a ridiculous urge to open the door up.
So did this woman.
Okay.
This woman, they had to do an emergency landing in Arkansas. They were 35,000 feet in the air, and she went to try to open the door, said Jesus told her to do so.
Oh, okay.
So
she's on an airliner.
Full jet.
Yeah.
When they had to, to constrain her.
Right.
Restrain her.
Yeah.
We can hear from a witness. Okay. Who was on the flight.
I just started hearing someone screaming help very loudly. She was singing gospel songs really loud and was saying she's not worthy. I was just glad that everyone made it safe.
Well, I learned from Foyer.
He understands the Call of the Void.
Well, not that you can't open up a airplane door when you're in air.
Yes.
Well, what do you mean?
You can't do it. Physically can't do it.
Okay. Well, she was trying to. I mean, she shouldn't be trying to do.
No, she shouldn't be trying. But I didn't know. I would have panicked. Yeah. But he said that even if you try, you can't open those doors.
Oh, huh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, well, see, that's what I mean.
That's what I did in the 70th minute of the Wales game.
So what? Something happens once you land, God forbid, in like a body of water? Because they always teach you how to open them then.
Yeah, well, that's usually because it's landed somewhere.
Right, the pilot would make them available to be opened.
Yeah.
I love this show, Problem Solving. It's my favorite thing in the world.
What we do here, Curtis.
That's what Wiggy does.
Real life experience. I didn't know about it until I heard Foyer said it. Huh. I always was under the impression what if some psycho tries to open the door, but you can't do it from when you're in the air?
And I think the word that I was looking for was charlatan. So thanks to those who have shared that with me, either in the Twitch chat or on the text line.
Yeah, I think you combined sham and charlatan.
Yes, I think you're right about that.
So, and I was trying to say they had to put her in constraints
and restrain her.
Okay. We knew what you were saying.
Yes, we knew what you were saying. Yes. We got you. Okay, good. Speaking of Twitch, you can watch this show on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And this show on Twitch presented every single day by Kentucky Owl, the Wise Man, American Straight Bourbon Whiskey.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Mondino and hide me phasing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And where do we begin this morning, Curtis?
Well, we're going to begin with my man, Alexei Lalas. And I got to say, I love soccer. I love the analysis. I used to watch Alexei Lalas when he was on the Rebs in the 90s. He always had wild hair. It was the most exciting part of his game.
A good musician, if I remember correctly.
Yep, and he was a little bit of a shaman, I thought, off the field. Here's what he had to say about Iran.
The U.S. all over Iran. Iran doesn't want any part of this. Iran doesn't want any part of this game. They are giving the U.S. the ball. They are giving the U.S. opportunity after opportunity.
When you, I don't feel like Iran gave that game away yesterday. Mm-hmm. I also obviously returning home after a loss is not a good thing for the players on the Iran team. It's very risky to their health.
And so, when I tuned in here and there, from what I saw in the second half than the first half, I thought that Iran was giving it all they had in the second half.
Alexei Lalas was also losing his mind. Like, in the halftime, like, whenever they went to him, he was, like, screaming at the television. I don't understand it.
Was putting the pressure on, huh?
Yeah, and then you talk about losing Christian in the second half, and then it's, of course, Iran's going to capitalize on that. Unfortunately, they couldn't, but...
All right, so just if you're... Wiggy says if you're interested in the U.S. soccer team, you're fraudulent.
I love how you guys are talking about it like you know soccer.
Well,
lost Christian, and then...
But if you are interested, they move on. The U.S. advances to the knockout round, and they are... What are they, five wins away from
four.
The World Four wins away from
Good
the
math
World
by
Cup.
Curtis.
Okay, all right, excellent. What's next, Curtis?
Quick note, we have a poll. Are you excited by the World Cup? 51% say no.
There you go.
50-50, pretty close.
Yeah,
so.
Pretty close.
I'm in the majority.
A nation divided again, am I right? speaking of a nation divided, Aaron Rodgers is an absolute PUD. What a complete and utter moron this guy has been revealed to be. This is Deshaun Kizer discussing how Aaron Rodgers approached him, asking him if he believed 9/11 really happened.
The first thing that comes out of Aaron Rodgers' mouth was, "You believe in 9/11? Oh. I believe in 9/11. Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't I? He was like, "You should read up on that."
Oh.
Okay.
You have any other conspiracy theories?
Inner Earth, moon landing.
The moon? Oh, he's probably got some crazy theories on the moon
reptile
landing.
Reptile people. Y'all are laughing. Go do your research. I'm telling you.
What a absolute...
I mean, is it surprising that he's a conspiracy theorist freako,
no.
Aaron Rodgers?
I always have one question about those people. And I don't know why I'm fascinated by the people that believe this stuff, because I just can't believe they walk amongst us. But, like, so how many people had to be in on that for us not to know it was an inside job? How many different administrations have now been in office where you would know all about the lies of people telling you this? What about the people in the towers, the people on the planes, the people's belongings strewn across the streets of Manhattan and Washington, D.C.? How did that all happen?
It's disrespectful to everybody who lost somebody on September 11th,
yes.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
You dink.
And you have to be the biggest narcissist in the world to think that you just know so much more than everybody else that you deal with. Oh, read up on that? Give me a break. He is...
It's like easy, bro.
Such a despicable thing. I find that far more offensive than what Drew Brees did about the flag. Like, Aaron Rodgers should just go away.
Yeah. But that's the first thing you're talking about to a guy about. Like,
right.
Like, how about going over the playbook? Or
I don't need to know none of your political beliefs in the locker room. That's when you know you're in a good locker room. Like, you don't need to push up on me with the Bible. We had those when I played Bible pushes. You don't need to, you know, keep your political beliefs over there.
Yeah.
Let's keep it.
I don't even think this is political. I think this is just nonsense.
No, I mean, you know how people are. There are like the flat earth people or people who don't believe in the moon landing. I can give two craps.
I agree. All right. Well, I could give three craps about what Jack Edwards has to say, and I thought he was a little off last night. Here is him discussing a certain mustard.
Pasternak runs over Namestnikov. Oh, Zacha missed an open goal. Zacha had Chinese mustard on that, but was just wide.
Chinese mustard?
Yeah, because it's hot and it's spicy.
Hmm.
Hey, come on. Because it's hot.
Come on, what?
All right.
Chinese mustard is
what
hot.
What are you saying? Say, what do you don't like? There's something about Jack. Just say
I've
it.
Never heard the expression before in my life.
Yeah, Chinese mustard.
Is that a common?
It's like it's hot.
Okay. All right. Why doesn't he just say hot, spicy mustard?
Because that's not what play-by-play guys do. They got to be word, you know, like they got to be these word, you know, I don't know.
Wordsmiths.
Yeah, I don't think it's offensive. People are saying, I'm not saying that's offensive. I don't care about
you think that. He was sauced up.
I think that he was off his game, bigly.
No, you think he was sauced up.
Well, there's different things that can make you sauced up.
That is true, yes.
He could have also had like a stroke or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Jack had a stroke.
No, I mean, I think he's, if that's his A game, then I don't want him doing the games. And if I think there is something else going on. I would be concerned about Jack.
Wellness check on Jack.
Yes.
Very odd behavior.
All right. Well, that is They Said It. Coming up next, we'll talk to Matt Light on the current state of your New England Patriots. Here's Courtney and what is trending right now.
Gresh and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bruins 3-1, your final over the Lightning. Taylor Hall had two goals in the win. Jeremy Swayman was in net for this one. He had 27 saves on the night. So 19-3 so far on the season. They're 13-0 at home. Now they're off till Saturday. Greg will be giving away some tickets tomorrow.
Tomorrow I have tickets to give away at 9 o'clock. They're 13-0 at home. You bring up Taylor Hall, Shine. You're getting help from every single line on this hockey team.
Literally everyone is contributing. It is remarkable how good this team is top to bottom this year. I guess it's the system and the coaching, but every single player is contributing one way or another.
It can't all be coaching. I wonder how
Courtney
much
was right. Trying to steal your shine, yeah. Courtney.
What? 100% it's the coaching. 100%. It's you've got the same guys. It's the same.
Yeah, Reach.
Minus Krejci. David Krejci.
Oh, yeah, and Krejci was a Cassidy issue. Yeah. So it all goes back to the head coach.
Yeah.
Courtney, you were on it from Jump Street.
Thank you, Wiggy.
Take your victory lap.
No, never. The Celtics, they take the court tonight, welcoming the Heat to the TD Garden. Tip at 7:30. Jaylen Brown listed as questionable with that neck stiffness. And the Patriots and linebacker Jelani Tavai agreed to a 2-year, $4.4 million contract extension. Here's what Bill had to say about that.
Yeah, Jelani's done a good job for us. Played a lot of football. He's played on every down. Smart, versatile player. It's, you know, earned playing time.
He blocked a punt against the Bills last year.
By the way, I'm not going to let Wiggy and Courtney get away with not giving full credit to having a hot and maybe two hot goaltenders and to the way that Lindholm has been playing when he's not hurt.
Yeah.
So those are giant factors when it comes to this Bruins hockey.
But the biggest,
we saw Linus and Swayman last season. So.
Right. And the biggest factor with the goaltenders, Courtney, don't want to push you
no,
off.
No, I'm not. And we saw them in games last year.
And what was the problem?
Linus was not as hot last year as he has been this season.
Yeah.
And what was the problem with Linus not being as hot last year is because Cassidy couldn't make a decision on who should be the goaltender.
Correct.
Courtney, don't let him throw you off your game.
Yep.
I got your back.
As we get ready, the Patriots obviously play tomorrow, but on Sunday it will be the comeback, I guess you could call it, of Deshaun Watson.
Oh.
It has been announced that around 10 of Deshaun's accusers will be at the Browns-Texans game at NRG Stadium.
Oh, jeez.
Outside protesting?
They're going to the game.
Were they invited into somebody's suite or something? What is
If I were to guess, I would say Tony
Busby,
the lawyer, I bet he has a suite and he will be bringing those accusers with him.
Jeez.
Can I just say, maybe Nick Caserio was the problem all along here. When you look at the four drafts prior to his departure, he was in charge of the scouting and the GM of the team, and he has continued to be a bumbling fool in Houston. So maybe we can see this recent trend, Greg, where they had the two straight pretty good drafts. Maybe Belichick regained control of the draft board and Casario's gone, and that's why.
Great point, Curtis.
In the U.S., they move on, taking it down Iran 1-0. They move on to Saturday. They'll take on the Netherlands at 10 a.m. Now, after all the turkey you've had recently, it's time to enjoy some beef. Today through Thursday, pick up Value Pack Beef Bottom Round and Chuck Tender Roast. Just $2.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to two packages per customer. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 360-plus days before we have to act like we like turkey again. 44 degrees outside, 57 this afternoon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Coming up tomorrow, Mike Milbury at 8:20 on a Bruins Thursday, and I have Bruins tickets to give away at 9 on tomorrow's show. And also tomorrow, we begin the 12 days of Twitchmas for those of you who not only watch this show on Twitch every day, but also if you listen in a conventional manner, you can also win during the 12 days of Twitchmas. It happens every day up until the end of the 12 days, starting tomorrow at 8:45, every day at 8:45.
I have a question on how it's going to work, because I see all of the gifts wrapped.
Yes.
So will we just pick a random one?
So that the people who are listening can participate, every gift will be numbered 1 through 12, and then you will pick whichever gift you want. Or if you're watching the show on Twitch, you can select. It's like a Yankee swap. Mm,
I love it.
You can select the gift that you think will be the most valuable of all said gifts.
Got it.
So,
am I eligible?
No, Curtis, you are not eligible.
Damn it.
And neither is our next guest, Matt Light, who joins us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline. Hello, Matthew.
Well, good morning, people.
It's been a while.
It has, man, and I take it you guys had a great Thanksgiving, and
yes.
and we're pretty fired up for a big game tomorrow.
Yes.
And Wiggy's down 50 pounds.
Yes,
that I am.
Yes, he is.
Looks
He's
great.
Down 50. Did you see the results of the catch-off between he and Foye by any chance? I unfortunately, Wiggy did not end up winning that competition.
Dang it, I missed it. But I just I gotta know, like, is it? It, like, Wiggs, I'm dying to lose some weight here, buddy. And
yep.
I gotta ask you, is it worth it? Was it worth it?
It was. I'm down 50 pounds. It's 100% worth it. And you know what? I'm probably about 7 pounds away from my playing weight. And I love to eat. Obviously, you know, I wasn't, you know, built like a Greek god when I played.
Oh, don't sell yourself short.
You know.
What are you, Matt, when you get on the scale now, what are you at?
This is embarrassing. I'm still at 300. Now, keep in mind, I played at 305, and I haven't seen a gym in a decade, so it's not flattering.
Yeah, but you're not that bad, though.
You look great, honestly. At 300, you carry 300 well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you know, and Wiggs, you're going to love this, but we had a guy that was our strength coach for a long time, and Mike Wojcik, and a New England native, and a guy that, you know, won. I don't know. They got 3 rings when he was in Dallas, and obviously the 3 when he was here. He's a legendary strength coach. And he would walk in the weight room, and he would look at me sitting there trying to look busy, and he'd go, oh, look at that. It's a flabalanche. Light stood up. And I'm like, I still hear his words every time I stand up. It's unbelievable.
No, that ain't too bad. At least you weren't. I was probably about 50, 60 pounds over my playing weight.
Yeah. Well, I mean, three, you can get, as long as you're comfortable, Mrs. Light is happy, I wouldn't worry about it.
No, listen, I appreciate that. And you know, I have to guess that, Wiggs, you probably took it easier on Thanksgiving. You've got a whole new lifestyle. Yep. Now, I just don't know if I'm ready for that transition.
No.
See, well, I didn't think so either, but the food, it was the food on this. This is a real diet with real food. That's what helped me out because I don't know how to cook. I don't have the patience for eating right, but all my meals are basically given to me every single week. So that was what kind of – I go by the Thai law, and Thai, I think, said it the best. As long as somebody comes up to me and goes, oh, you look like you could still play, I'm happy.
That's a great one. But the difference between, you know, your plan and Ty's a liquid vodka only diet, you
yeah,
know.
That's correct, yes. Can you clear something else up? Wiggy has been pretending to be a wildlife expert. Even though he grew up in Brooklyn and East Boston, but whatever. Is the wild hog, the wild boar, the most vicious animal that we have on American soil?
Listen, I think you could probably search up, like, you know, the number of people that have been attacked by wild boar, right? It's not a lot. I mean, they can be a little aggressive, but I wouldn't put them up there as the – I mean, honestly, here in the Northeast at least, which we don't really – you know, we don't have any wild hogs in the Northeast, but probably the most dangerous animal we have up here is the moose.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. They look so nice and tender, but, you know, watch the videos of people who – you know, you always see the Yellowstone video where there's like – you know, somebody from usually from Europe that's going to walk out and become one with like a bear or a moose. But the moose is the one that always turns and gives them a run for their money. And everybody's cheering for them or gasping, you know. But I'd like to think that if you get attacked by a wild animal because you're dumb enough to walk up to them, it's kind of justice.
Yeah.
Getting right. away from a bear, what is better, going up a tree or in water? This was another thing Wiggy
Deep
just told
water.
Us.
You can, yeah, because they can't swim. I mean, it's a known fact. You just jump right in.
No. That's what Wiggy
deep
said.
Deep water.
That's not true. They can swim.
Not
They're
deep
excellent.
Water.
Scheim looked it up. They're Shine. Excellent swimmers.
They're not deep waters.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, thank you for proving my point. They're really good swimmers.
Yeah.
Like, you don't look. I've had two moments where I've had really close encounters with bear when I've been in the wild. Like, and I mean, like the wild, right? And both times I was dumb enough to not scream like a little girl, which is what I wanted to do. But I was also close to where I wanted to hunt. So I didn't want to ruin my chances of hunting, but I was willing to die for the chance at doing something, right? Like, that's the dumbest thing you could do. I think the best thing you do when you're in bear country is you have that stuff called bear spray or a firearm. Yeah. I don't think running, fetal position, deep water, climbing trees, those are – I'm going to just pass on all those. I'm going straight for a firearm or bear spray.
Yeah, firearm is key. That's why most people carry a pistol is for the bear.
Maddie, at this point, season-wise – What do you make of this New England Patriots team? I mean, you brought up tomorrow night, big game, obviously. And, I mean, is this a team that will make the playoffs in your mind?
You know, I think it's going to be very difficult. You know, I've said this for so many years now, and I feel like it's I'm like the broken record, right? The guy that's always calling doomsday and uphill both ways in the snow. But, you know, I've said for a long time that the conditions that these players are playing in cannot provide the environment for them to be successful in many ways, right? And look, yes, there's teams that are going out there and they're playing pretty good, right? There are teams that are also stacked with a ton of talent, right? Injury-wise, the game is no safer today than it was 10 years ago, right? In some categories, it's actually worse. But everything that's happened in the NFL was done under the idea of player safety, health, and wellness. But in reality, what you see are a whole bunch of guys who can't practice enough, who don't see the game in real speed. The backups never get a chance to get a look at what's happening in practice or, you know, obviously in preseason and games. It's just not enough time for an NFL player today to become great at what they do. That's why you see 8 drop passes for a quarterback like Tom Brady almost every week, right? You see line of scrimmage penalties. You see all these things that you're looking there going, man, this is Bush League. Like, what is this, the NFL? And I don't know why, you know, it doesn't stick with people, because then all it takes is one really good game, right? I mean, you look at the Thanksgiving games. The first two games were incredible, right? I mean, I thought that was pretty decent football to watch, and then everybody forgets about the reality that's under the undertones that these players have to play in. So it's going to be tough for these guys to make the playoffs.
So is that what you're kind of echoing what Tom Brady said earlier this year, where he'd seen a lot of bad football? Is that why the when it comes to the product, you feel like it's poor?
Yeah, well, I think football and look, there's a lot of sports. If you're not getting punched in the mouth or you're not putting pads on and hitting people, it's kind of easy to go out there and go through the motions. In football, you have to have repeatability. You got to be able to run that play over and over and over again in practice. And you need to get your backups in there, too. I mean, where's the pipeline? Where are the backups ever going to get a chance to even see something at half speed, let alone full speed? And then you have a guy goes down, probably because his body's not used to getting hit like that. And then the backup has to come in and the game continues to go downhill. And look, I'll never forget Brady about 6 years ago telling me, like, if you're playing right now, you could literally wake up, roll out of bed and play in a game. It's that easy. You know, now he's not saying that in terms of like there's no work that goes into it. The guy's working his tail off. But what he's saying is that they've changed the game so much. It's nothing like what it used to be.
Huh? You can either help my cause or hurt it, but I want an honest answer. When it comes to Mac Jones and his struggles this season, how much of that do you put on the O-line?
Well, look, it's a factor. I mean, you can't ask a young quarterback to go out there and be effective when there's no consistency up front. And you know, look, I'm not dogging these guys up front. These guys are working hard. They're going out there and trying to do things, but you got a lot of injuries, a lot of rotations. You're asking guys to play, you know, right tackle, then left tackle, then interior. That screws up, you know, a lot of guys. So there's a lot of reasons why up front they're not performing well. But it definitely has an effect on your quarterback.
So, Matt, how much of that, though, like when you think about some of the problems they're having up front, is because of maybe, you know, Matt Patricia trying to coach the O-line and be the offensive play caller. I don't want to call him the coordinator, but the play caller. How much is part of that not having a consistent O-line coach that just handles the O-line?
Well, it's, you know, you know, Wiggs, it's the most guys on the field at any one time. And when you had a guy like Dante Scarnecchia, you know, everything about his actions every single day were to make sure that we knew what we were doing, how to do it, and his expectations going into every game, right? So you have to have, you know, a very dynamic coach, number one, at that position. But look, you know, again, you're talking about, it's not just the play calling, right? Like, I look at it, and there's a lot of things stacked against this offense when it comes to, you know, just how are these guys going to be able to meld together? You know, you got Mac going down for a little while. He's injured. He comes back in. There's just a lot of dynamics with the offense right now, and none of it's easy.
Matt, when you look at how Mac performed on Thursday, though, it was probably the best we've seen him do. You look at the last six games of the season, they're going to have to put up some big points to get wins in a lot of those games. Do you think he has the ability to do that?
Well, I mean, number one, does he have the confidence, right? You know, there's been a lot of things said about him. He's a young quarterback. You know, kids these days that come into the league, you know, they're not pushed a lot. So, you know, he's been pushed a lot this season, right? And also dealing with an injury. I mean, I can't stress how different people deal with injuries and the effect that it has on your game. So, can he do it? I mean, he's proven that he can play the game pretty damn well, right? Especially in that rookie season where I think a lot of people were shocked at his performance throughout the year. So, to me, the bigger question is, does he have the weapons and the tools around him to be able to do it? Will his line hold up? Will these guys be able to, you know, play well together, playing a variety of different positions with the injuries and everything else? Will, you know, the backs be able to perform at the highest level? Look, in my opinion, get the running game going. You know, you heard it out of Tom Brady. You've heard it out of him his entire career. He's the best to ever play the game. If you want to be a great quarterback in this league, get a good running game, you know, off and running.
Matt, what you said early on was really interesting to me. It seems like that the impact of a guy like Bill, who is the greatest coach of all time, may be somewhat mitigated by the lack of practice time and the inability for the full team in terms of the depth to get game action or game ready during practice. Would you say that that may have negatively impacted this team maybe more than others because of Bill's sort of impact on the game plan?
Yeah, listen, and I swear we talked about it on this show years ago. I said when that CBA in 2011 was signed, that was Bill's biggest nightmare. I mean, he knew the writing was on the wall. Look, Bill's ability to take in guys that nobody heard of, right? The Steve Neals. I mean, look at the guys he brought in that had military careers, right? That were wrestlers that, you know, really nobody heard of, and they become productive members of the team, right? He did that through practice and preparation, and you can't do it just from film study alone. Now, he still has an edge in the film room because nobody runs a film study like Bill Belichick, but he doesn't have the edge anymore on preparing the players to see what they need to see. And so, yeah, it's a big disadvantage.
Wow. Now, Curtis, I'm surprised you didn't ask the Brady question. Jeff Howe, writing in The Athletic, appears to be making the case for Tom and Bill reuniting and is suggesting that it is a real possibility. In your mind, does Tom Brady ever come back here and finish his career here?
Listen, I wouldn't put anything past him. I mean, the guy wants to win, and he knows how to do it with a guy like Belichick, right? I think he's seen, you know, the differences now. I mean, he only played for Bill, and then he goes down to Tampa, and he's had a couple head coaches down there now, and he could conceivably come back and want to be with a proven winner. That would not shock me at all.
What about Bill?
Well, listen, I mean, Bill's the same way. I mean, you think Bill wakes up and doesn't say, hey, I don't really care, whatever it takes, right? Oh, we got to get rid of Lawyer Malloy, you know, right before, you know, the season, we're going to send him down to the guy we're playing in 5 days. Yeah, let's do it. You know, if whatever Bill thinks is in the best interest of the team, Bill's going to do. And if he thinks he can win with Tom Brady, then, you know, nothing would stop him from signing that check.
Matt, do you think that he feels he has the guy at quarterback going forward, or do you think he still needs to see more from Mac Jones?
Oh, I think he's going to need to see more. You know, Bill's a long evaluator, right? You know, it takes a lot of time. I mean, you know, I was there for 11 seasons. And I'm not sure he ever really felt comfortable with me.
Yeah, he cut Wiggy.
I mean, look, he wants to see a lot of things out of his players, and he wants to see them adapt. And, you know, every season is so drastically different with the guys that are sitting in that room. And you know, you got to figure out what you got every year.
Matt Light is our guest, and you have an event coming up December 18th that we should talk about, Matt.
We do, man. We're going to be at Warrior Ice, you know, right there, not too far from your studios. And we've got our alumni game. We've been doing this game for a long time. Bobby Lofredo, our board member, puts this thing together. He gets his all-stars. And we got the Bruins alumni, Ray Bourque, Rick Middleton, Joey Mullen. We're going to have some surprise guests out there on the ice. Ooh. And we want you to come out. Have some fun, man. Watch the puck drop and see some awesome hockey action. Bring your kids. Ooh. It's going to be an awesome time.
I know one guy who talks a pretty big game when it comes to hockey, and I'm not referring to myself. One former New England Patriot that's on this show.
Wiggs, hey, listen, yeah. Man. I mean, what a great way to keep the pounds shedding off. I mean, we need a player like you.
Well, I am very skilled. I was the MVP of my men's bear league, and I played with those alum guys enough. But I am very skilled.
Not an ankle bender.
Well, no, I'm not an ankle bender.
But he is a puck hog.
As long as we have Bud Light after the game, I'm a happy camper.
We got plenty of that in the locker room. And by the way, I've never actually been into Warrior Ice Arena. I hear it's phenomenal.
It is.
But, yeah, we're going to have some fun there. 4:30 is the puck drop on the 18th. It's a Sunday. So, you know, if you want to come out, support the foundation, you know, see the Bruins alumni and their foundation, we're going to be doing some great things on the ice. And it all goes to the Light Foundation, mattlight72.com. You can go to the website. And got to just say a huge thanks to Granite Telecommunications, Navigant Credit Union, and Belize Motors. You know, they've sponsored this thing for a number of years. But it's going to be awesome, man. We're looking forward to it.
Well, you've done incredible stuff with your foundation, and you started it almost immediately. Well, actually, you started it when you were playing, so you've been doing it for a long time. So congrats on that, too, and thank you for doing that.
Well, we love it, man. And I'll tell you, you know, with the kids that we have in our camps right now, we have, you know, some young men from the Passamaquoddy tribe up in Maine. We got some young men from here in Brockton. And we work with kids from around the country, you know, Greg, and the work you do through your foundation, what you guys do on your show, you know, it, to me, it really is symbolic of what this entire area does. So, you know, I think as you go into the holiday seasons and you guys do your telethon and all the work you guys do, you know, just keep in mind, you know, how much, you know, people like myself appreciate it, have gained from it. And I don't think we should lose sight of that, because in a world where, you know, we've got Maura Healey as our governor, and a lot of people, you know, feel very dejected, you know, about how the politics are going, the price of everything going skyrocketing. We still have awesome people here in New England who support great things.
Well, we love you. Yes. I mean, most of us. I know Ken Laird and you had an issue, but I don't know.
I love you, Ken.
I don't know if you two ever broke bread or if that beef was squashed. I don't think it ever was.
Well, we've never had an opportunity. I mean, he won't leave his lair. You know, he's so afraid. So afraid.
Yeah, I think he's still sanitizing the mail.
Mm. And the bread.
Yeah, he said he stopped doing the groceries, but other than that, yeah.
Oh, he's not wiping the fruit down anymore?
No, he stopped that.
He just stopped eating fruit.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
He's probably driving right now in his vehicle listening with a mask on by himself. All right. Maddie, it is a pleasure to talk to you. Love you to death.
Oh, I love you guys. You guys have a great rest of the week. Appreciate it.
Tomorrow night, call the game.
Oh, man. Listen, I can't say anything negative about our boys. I wish them the best. I wish them the best.
Yes.
Oh. All right, Matt Light.
See you, buddy.
All right, there he is on the Harbor One Hotline. We'll be right back. I think at some point there was an executive order with regard to Brady talk, but maybe The Athletic publishing this particular story today means that we can do away with that for a minute.
Oh, we're so back.
So Tom Brady ends this season. Let's say he doesn't win a Super Bowl, Curtis, which is, I mean, is it likely? I think it's likely that he
pretty good chance they won't.
Okay.
Much better shot that the Bucs win the Super Bowl than the Patriots this year, but yes.
What are the factors that determine where he goes next and what order? Is it best chance of winning?
Yes, that's number one on the list.
That's number one.
No. Even Matt Light said it.
Oh,
Number one on Brady's list is his legacy. And that is impacted by winning, yes, but also about how he ends things where it began. And I believe that his wife or ex-wife was a large reason why he wanted more money. She was a businesswoman, one of the best businesswomen in the world, most successful models of all time. And she wanted Tom to maximize his earning potential if he was going to continue to demand to play football, which led him to ask for market value, which led him to leave New England. Which the Patriots could have matched. That's a different story. So now Tom Brady's done his marriage, and I believe it would be meaningful for him to go back to a guy he respects more than any other coach to try and win one final title and end his career where it began. I do believe that that is meaningful to him.
And how awesome would it be if you are Tom Brady, you win year after year here in New England, you go, you prove you can win elsewhere, and then you still hear the argument, was it Brady, was it Bill? Was it Brady, was it Bill? You then go back to New England and save the people of New England. You save Bill Belichick. You help him achieve what he wants to achieve. Well, that is the biggest, that's the best legacy you could lead.
Jeff Howe writes about the potential for keeping Mac Jones around during that period. And Mac Jones gets the opportunity to learn from Tom Brady.
So let's just play this game. Is Brady coming for 1 year? See, I don't think so. I think Brady, wherever he goes, and if he does come back here, it'll be year to year, but his intentions are not just to play one more year and retire, right? And I think the most important thing to him, and even Matt Light said it, and Matt obviously knows him, you know, a lot better than I do, the most important thing for him is winning. Right? And where can he go and win, and then that winning continuing? And I do agree with this part of the legacy, but if you're winning, your legacy will write itself.
The biggest opportunity he has on the table for next year that is better than the one here is in San Francisco.
Yes.
That is, by far and away, that's his hometown.
Miami's not an option anymore for him, I'm guessing, based on how they're playing this year.
But I don't even think that, like, if you're Miami, are you going to give Tua $40 million a year?
No.
Why would you pay all these receivers if you have to also pay the quarterback at the top of the market? So that, to me, still, I think Wiggy is right. I poo-pooed it a couple weeks ago. But the more I think of it, if you're giving Waddle, Tyreek, Gesicki, that whole offense, all this money, why would you then also pay the quarterback at the top of the market when you've seen this year a guy that's not the best quarterback?
Yeah, but I also think his interest in Miami was mostly due to Giselle, and that's not a factor anymore. I think she wanted to be in Miami.
I also think his friend. You bring up his friend a lot. I think that the ties there drew him there. I think that he still will end up partially owning the Dolphins at some point.
At some point.
Well, if he goes to Miami, he's definitely going to have to move.
And here's the biggest reason why the Patriots should do this and give Brady equity in the team, Crafts, is that he's either going to be running your front office and ending his career with you, or he's doing it with another rival. And what better person to help curry in the Jonathan Kraft era, whenever that begins, than to have the greatest of all time be the ambassador selling Putnam seats and club seats and going to fundraisers.
But does he want to do that? See,
that's what he was going to do with the Dolphins.
Right, but I think with the Dolphins, I think he wanted to be more on... Brady wants to be more of the Michael Jordan owner. He doesn't want to be the guy who's there just, you know, like the Dan Marino shaking hands. You know, he has
That's what he was going to do with the Dolphins.
Right, but he can't do that while he's playing. So
That's why when he was going to the Dolphins, it was to play.
Right.
Sean Payton was going to be the head coach, and he was going to move up into the front office with Bradley Beal or Billy Beal or whatever the Beal guy is. That's the Miami number two in charge.
Right, so he could still do that. He could still do that regardless, even if he doesn't play for a specific organization. He has enough money, he might want to do that.
Well, I just got unfollowed by Sophie.
Ooh.
That'll happen.
That's it. You jump on that Brady train, and you see what happened when Coco jumped on the Zappy
and,
train.
And bad news, guys, the Twitch. Real Estate with Matty J. Brady quit on us in his final season. F him.
What about this?
Are we really talking about Brady back to the Patriots?
Yes.
He won 6 Super Bowls here. Not enough.
Ask this question. Would the Kraft...
He's only the greatest to ever do it, but how great really is he? Seems to be up in the air.
Would the Crafts give him ownership?
Yes.
I think maybe they would.
I think they would.
Would
they?
Yeah.
He's not going to want the minority ownership where nobody knows. He's going to want the Michael Jordan type of ownership.
And I think that I think Robert Kraft loves Tom Brady.
Robert. What about Jonathan?
Yeah, I think that
Jonathan's going
to... Jonathan told Andrea Kramer that, quote, Tom Brady's earned the right to end his career however he wants, unquote.
Right, but it's the decision-making, right? Are they going to... You're handing over half of your car to Brady. Are the Crafts willing to do that?
Is it the passenger side? Because that's what they handed to Mac, according to you.
All right. We got to take a quick break. I do want to remind you that tomorrow is Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury will join us at 8:20, and I have a pair of Bruins tickets to give away, and we will do that tomorrow at 9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.